Hi, my name is Roger Garrett, and I am here to tell you guys the difference between depression and sadness. Now, raise your hand if you have ever seen someone depressed and try to help. Well, sometimes they aren't depressed. They are just sad. I've met many people struggling with depression who thought they were merely sad. I've also met many people who are extremely sad and worried they might be depressed. Because we associate depression with its primary symptoms of pervasive sadness. Many people of us struggle to tell the difference between these two common physiological states. Millions of people around the world experience sadness or depression at the same point of their lives. However, recognizing the difference between a diagnosis of depression and the emotion of sadness can help a person's process both in a helpful way.
Talking about sadness, what is sadness? Well, the definition for sadness is the feeling or showing sorrow, unhappy. Several life events can leave people feeling sad or unhappy. Sadness is a normal part of the human emotional spectrum. We all experience it from time to time when we lose a loved one, go through a breakup, or watch one of those heartbreaking ASPCA commercials. Sadness is a typical reaction and healthy part of the emotional process. But there is a difference between healthy sadness and the often debilitating symptoms of depression. Sadness is a normal human emotion that every single person will experience at stressful or sober times. Depression is a mental disorder that has an overpowering effect on many parts of a person's life. It can occur in people of any gender or age and alters behaviors and attitudes. Hope you now know the difference between sadness and depression. In severe cases, the person may think about or attempt suicide. They may no longer feel like spending time with family or friends and might stop pursuing their hobbies or feel unable to attend work or school. And this is the difference between sadness and depression.